I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up next week on Only a Game, former Major League umpire Steve Palermo tells the story of how he returned to baseball after being told he'd never walk again. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
On Monday night, college football will crown its champion, and in preparation for that game, Alabama head coach Nick Saban fired the guy who's been running the team's offense. So I guess, does that give Alabama the advantage over Clemson?
To be perfectly fair to Coach Saban, Lane Kiffin, the offensive coordinator he fired, is a man born to be fired.
Has been fired before.
And has been fired for an incredible number of different reasons. Was once left at the airport after being fired. But my favorite thing about this is that upon putting out the statement, which Coach Saban thought would settle the whole matter, he was asked about it. And finally, he said, there is no why, there is no if, there is no but. It just is what it is. The statement says what it is. We're moving forward, so let's talk about the game. That's somewhere between Bill Belichick and Yoda, I think.
The Chicago Bears ended the 2016 season with a record of 3-13, so they are not among the teams competing in the NFL's postseason. Alshon Jeffrey, a wide receiver for the Bears, does not seem to be discouraged by this.
No, this is a great story because Alshon Jeffrey said, quote, I guarantee you we'll win the Super Bowl next year. This is right on the heels of finishing the 3-13 season. His teammates rallied behind him saying they liked the boldness of his prediction. But guess what? Alshon Jeffrey is a free agent, and he might not be playing in Chicago.
We may
next
win
year.
The Super Bowl
somewhere
else.
We may else. Win the Super Bowl. May well mean the Pittsburgh Steelers.
There was a simmering controversy, or maybe a baking, broiling, or frying controversy, leading up to this weekend's Pittsburgh-Miami playoff game. The Permonte Brothers restaurant chain declined to serve fish. So that ought to show the Dolphins, right?
Dolphins are not fish. They're mammals.
Well, perhaps.
Shut up, Donnie. You're out of your element.
Perhaps they won't serve mammals either.
Well, I mean, perhaps they won't serve mammals. Perhaps perhaps the whatever team is playing the Giants will serve nothing but short people.
Nothing but short people. This is, yeah. The now, I mean, Steelers will
people,
definitely
people
not serve people who've broken the law.
Yeah, if they're, yeah, exactly. If they're, you know, if they're, whoever's playing the Packers, will the restaurants will not serve anybody who works on, say, an automotive assembly line.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's limitless.
The women's basketball team at UConn has won 89 games in a row. If they win on Tuesday, they will break the NCAA record, which, of course, they currently hold. Back at the beginning of the college basketball season, you and I expressed astonishment that UConn was not the top-rated women's team. I guess it's a good thing we expressed that astonishment when we could.
Yeah, I still don't understand that ball. I mean, apparently UConn is never going to lose a basketball game. The women's team is never going to lose a basketball game ever.
Milt Schmidt had been the oldest living former NHL player. He died this week. He was 98. His career was no doubt over before you were born, but have you a Milt Schmidt story to tell us?
Well, he was the general manager of the Bruins for a long time and, you know, helped put together the Bobby Orr, Phil Esposito teams in the 70s. He was always around. My favorite Milt Schmidt story is when he signed up for the Royal Canadian Air Force during World War II. This gives you an idea of how old Milt Schmidt was. He was playing for the Bruins at the beginning of World War II. And after a game, the Canadiens, whom they were playing, the arch rivals of the Bruins forever, carried him and a couple of his teammates who had enlisted off the ice on their shoulders.
Serena Williams is getting married. Not surprising, I suppose, but her ring is a little bit unusual.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now, Bill, and it doesn't make any... It looks like something you might get with your Happy Meal. But apparently it's very expensive, and it has a corn tortilla on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you want to break the power of the diamond cartels... You know, start putting snack food on expensive engagement rings.
Yeah, I'm not sure that that's the ring she'll actually be wearing.
It's a great looking ring,
goes
though.
Goes to the altar.
I'm telling you right now.
I think she was having some fun with people who wanted to see the ring.
I hope not, Bill, because this is really classic. And I'm looking forward to somebody who gets engaged with like a leg of KFC on their hand or something.
Big hamburger, whatever. Yeah. All right. I've been looking forward to sharing this sentence fragment with you all week. You ready?
Yeah.
The final of the World Darts Championship was marred by...
Someone stole the trophy. Well, it actually didn't steal it. Just ran out and grabbed it.
I've got it now.
It's head. Usually, in my limited experience, darts competitions are generally interrupted only by the bartender saying, last call!
Yeah, or by one of the competitors falling face down into the spaghetti. Exactly.
Please tell me that the participants threw darts at this guy when he grabbed the trophy.
I really hope
that's
the
gone unsaid in the story, and I'm
gotta be an updated story that tells us that he was suddenly peppered with darts. Finally, Charlie, any coach found guilty of using witchcraft in an African soccer match will face a 4-game ban and a fine. I can't wait until FIFA looks into this new rule.
Well, first of all, I don't think there are any practitioners of witchcraft who can afford the bribes to let FIFA look the other way. So I think FIFA will probably be on top of this. Actually, this has become a thing. There was a football match in Rwanda, and one of the strikers ran over to the goalpost and put down a, quote, unidentified object, which got him a yellow card.
But witchery clearly was involved.
And remarkably, the referee who gave him a yellow card immediately disappeared.
Yeah.
No, that's not true.
But more remarkably, the guy who put the unidentified object by the goal immediately scored.
He did.
And there's
why would you put it on the post, though? Why wouldn't you just toss it into the goal?
Well,
you could have hit the post.
Would have been too obvious.
Or did the post move?
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pearson, Sports Illustrated, and, of course, he joins me each week here on Only a Game as well. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.